Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump signed an executive order earlier this month calling for rules laid out in the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act of 2010 to be reviewed and rolled back. The law was put in place to stop another financial crisis from happening, and there are concerns about efforts to weaken it, including from Michael Barr, a key architect of Dodd-Frank at the Treasury Department, who now teaches at the University of Michigan. Michael Barr, welcome. And do you think the momentum is building to dismantle Dodd-Frank?
Well, I'm quite worried that the direction that the new administration is planning to take will bring us back to the very practices that caused the financial crisis in 2008, and that was so devastating to American households and businesses, that cost us millions of jobs and crushed our economy and really hurt the global economy in a way that it is still recovering from. So I'm quite concerned about the direction they're heading.
Where do you think the push is coming from to dismantle Dodd-Frank?
Well, it's coming from a mix of sources. First of all, many in the financial sector never gave up the fight after Dodd-Frank. They kept trying to litigate against it, to lobby against it. And so in one sense, this is just a continuation of a long fight.
Because they're not making as much money as they used to? Because it does seem like the banks on Wall Street are doing fine right now, aren't they?
I think the U.S. financial system is extremely healthy. It's strong. The banks are making a lot of money. And more importantly, for the rest of us, they're lending to the economy, which is what you want them to do. So I don't think it makes any sense as an economic matter to roll back these kinds of reforms.
What are the most important pieces of Dodd-Frank in your view, the things that really shouldn't go away?
Well, first of all, the Republicans in Congress and many other financial sector folks have been trying to gut the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And I think that would be a horrible mistake. Because the consumer agency really has been helping American families. It saved over $12 billion in fees and other illegal activity and returned those funds to the American people. The second big area, I'd say, is the ability to regulate big Wall Street firms, firms like AIG that helped cause the financial crisis. The administration is talking about stopping the government's ability to regulate those non-bank firms. I think that would be a big mistake. The third area that they're going after is the orderly liquidation authority. This is kind of technical, but it's the way that the government would wind down a firm like Lehman Brothers if it got into distress in the future, rather than sending it into bankruptcy, which would blow up the economy, or bailing it out, which nobody wants to see ever again. And I'd say another big area of reform that they've been targeting is derivatives reform. This is the kind of activity that AIG and others were engaged in that helped accelerate the financial crisis. They're talking about rolling back those reforms.
Well, another one that has come up is the Volcker Rule, which stops banks from basically making bets with their own money. Do you think that is important to keep?
I do think it's important to keep. I think that one of the key areas of reform was trying to build a better structural separation between different parts of the financial sector. To help prevent a kind of quick transmission of risk from one part to another.
One of the arguments that I'm sure will come up is that we've got to get rid of some of these regulations because we're in an international playing field here in the world of finance and other countries don't have regulations that are as strict as ours.
I think that argument is exactly backwards. If you look at the set of reforms that have been going on since the financial crisis, the U.S. and other regulators around the world have been working closely together to try and generate a level playing field with high standards. And you see that in the U.S. and you see it in Europe. And I think that that makes all of our economies both safer and also better able to lend and engage in productive activity.
President Trump has said that regulations are making it hard for businesses to borrow money. Let's listen.
We expect to be cutting a lot out of Dodd-Frank because, frankly, I have so many people, friends of mine, that have nice businesses. They can't borrow money. They just can't get any money because the banks just won't let them borrow.
Do you buy that people are having a difficult time borrowing money because of Dodd-Frank?
I don't think that's true at all. It's not borne out by the evidence. And I think it was quite striking that the president referred to his friends not being able to get loans. That's not what this is about. This is about making the financial system work for the American economy, for American households as a whole, for American businesses as a whole, not for the president's friends. And if you look at the broad measures of economic activity, if you look at the measures of lending in the economy, lending has been going up year after year since the enactment of the Dodd-Frank Act. It's been growing faster than the economic growth of the country as a whole. It's strong. The basic argument that we need to roll back reforms to get more lending doesn't make any sense.
Michael Barr, the political reality is that Dodd-Frank is probably going to be revised in some way just because Trump won the election and the Republicans control Congress right now, and many of them don't like this law. Are there ways that you would say it could be revised without getting rid of it or without undoing some of the most important things in it?
Yes. Well, first of all, let me just say the extent of rollback is a function of whether the American people pushes back. And I think if people get engaged, if people resist these kinds of reforms that will make the system much less safe and much less fair, I think we have a chance of preventing the worst harms.
But how do you win that battle? How do you get people engaged on an issue like financial reform that is so complicated? Once you start saying the word derivatives, you know, people have already been lost.
Well, I think there are many elements people can understand. I mean, first of all, the first rollback that the Republicans undertook was this measure that now lets oil companies make secret payments to foreign governments. I think anybody can understand that doing that is not in the interest of American households. Or if you look at consumer protection, they've been talking about firing Richard Cordray, who has just been an absolutely outstanding director for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And they're talking about weakening that agency that helps people protect themselves against abuses in the mortgage market or from debt collectors or credit card companies. I think people can understand that. I don't envy the Trump administration trying to sneak this past the American people.
So back to my question, what would you revise in Dodd-Frank?
Well, I think in terms of Dodd-Frank itself, there are always technical measures that you could do to make it work better. And I think in particular for the very smallest banks, community banks, there are ways of clarifying and protecting them from the additional burden, not just of the Dodd-Frank Act, but more broadly of bank regulation, of Know Your Customer rules, of Bank Secrecy Act provisions. There are measures you could take that are very targeted that make sure that the very smallest banks in our economy can continue to thrive. And that's where I would focus energy, not on regional banks, not on very large banks, not on derivatives regulation, not on liquidation authority, and certainly not on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Do you think that if Dodd-Frank is pulled back dramatically, that we're at risk for another financial crisis quickly?
Look, I don't think that it's easy to predict the future in any respect, and I certainly think we ought to be humble about the ability to predict the next financial crisis. But what I will say is this, rolling back Dodd-Frank will set the conditions for whenever the next financial crisis comes. And if they succeed in rolling back Dodd-Frank to the extent they're talking about, they will make that financial crisis much more likely to come and much more severe and brutal in its consequences if it does come.
What does it tell you that after the Great Depression, the financial changes that went into effect lasted for decades, and here we are just a decade or less after the financial crisis, and already people are trying to get rid of the rules that were put in place after the financial crisis?
I do think there's a kind of collective amnesia that's descended on Washington where people either forget or they're paid to forget the causes and consequences of the financial crisis. And I think that's horrible for the economy. It's horrible for the American people. But I think if you go back and look at the reforms in the 30s and 40s in the wake of the Great Depression, people were fighting against those too. And it took concerted action by the American people to say, no, that's not the kind of country we want to live in. And I think we have to see the same thing now.
That's Michael Barr, who was the U.S. Department of Treasury's Assistant Secretary for Financial Institutions and was a key architect of the Dodd-Frank Act of 2010. He's now a professor of law and public policy at the University of Michigan. Michael, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.